Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stizzum.
Welcome, everybody. It's another exciting Monday. Time for our show this week. I just looked out the window and the bottom is falling out here in Louisiana, but we need the rain, so I'm excited about that. I hope you are getting whatever it is you need wherever it is you are. So couple of things. You know, I always like to start with the housekeeping, get that out of the way. I want to be sure that we're connected and that you are getting out of the show what it is that you want. I want to talk to you a little bit about the new format that's getting ready to come. I think you're going to be very excited about that. But first and foremost, if you are listening to us live and would like to hear your voice on the radio or comment on something that we say or talk to our guest, anything, please join us. I would highly encourage that. The number is 347-989-1363. I think all you have to do is hit 1, and it tells our producer that you want to talk to me, and he will put you through. So that's 347-989-1363, and be sure to connect with us through Facebook. You want to go to facebook.com/decisiveminds, DecisiveMinds, and then also don't forget about this amazing radio network that we are on. So facebook.com/toughtalkradio, and you know, guys, I'm very supportive of this particular radio network. Absolutely love the shows that they are doing. There's some other wonderful shows, so be sure you're connected all the way around, and let us know what it is. What is it that you're working on in your business that you need a little help with or would like to learn more about? We have a really exciting show today. We're going to be talking about relationship building. But I wanted to start with a couple of other things real quick. First of all, we are looking for certain types of guests for our show in the future. I told you that we're going to be changing up the format a little bit. And what I was thinking about is I want to bring on people who have had certain successes in their business. So maybe you have some really cool strategy that you're using to get new clients. Or maybe you created an email marketing campaign that was just fantastic. Or maybe you have a team that does sales calls for you and you want to talk about that. I am looking for people who want to come on the show and share with us business tips, okay? You don't have to be a business coach. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone who's seeing certain successes in their business. Did you just do a live event and you sold, you got a lot of people there? Come on and tell us how you did that. Did you just do a live event and maybe you sold a lot of people into a program? Come on and tell us how you did that. I'm looking for those people who are seeing successes in their business and want to share that on the radio and share that with the world, because you know what? The truth of the matter is we cannot build successful businesses alone. It does not happen that way. It does not work that way. And I really want this to be a show that supports business growth. And so I want to highlight you and show your successes and what's going on. So that's part of the show. That's what I want to, one part I want to do. And then the second part of the show that I want to do is, you know, my expertise and I just have this amazing ability to look at situations in business and find answers, right? And so if you have a certain something going on in your business, maybe you're having a tough time really nailing down who your market is, or maybe you are having a tough time having sales conversations, or you're not sure what to stand on stage and talk about, or you know, there's always those situations, questions, things going on in your business, and you want some help with that. I'm giving you a free opportunity to get time with me, and I will help you figure those things out right here on the show. Okay, so if you have some questions like that, and you want to be a guest on our show and have us help you figure out what the answers are for your particular business. And trust me, everyone who's listening will gain from that. It's a whole idea of, almost the mastermind effect, right? When we when we're sitting in a room or we're listening to someone working with someone else, we often get great ideas for ourselves. And so I'm really excited about this kind of this new shift we're going to start with the show. So I want to just invite you to apply to be a guest. It's really easy. You can go to takeactiongetprofitsradio.com. And right now, you know, whichever one you want to be, just fill out the form that's there. We're going to be shifting some forms around depending on, you know, whether you want to come on and share your expertise or whether you want to come on and have us work on something. You'll see some different things coming out on the site. But for right now, just fill out the form that's there. And in the, you know, one of the message sections, just tell us what you want to work on or what you want to share. And we'll get you booked onto the show. And I'm just so excited about that and about what it's going to do for people. The second thing that I wanted to talk to you about is I wanted to remind you that I'm in the middle of my tour, the Make More Money Tour. So if you are in the Houston area or the Dallas area and would like to join me for a one-day workshop, and the workshop runs from 10 to 5, I would love to have you join me. You can go to makemoremoneytour.com, and you will see next Monday will be the one day in Dallas, and then August 28th, which is a Thursday, I believe, will be the one day in Houston. And, you know, on those days, we focus on three particular things. Number one is really getting down and understanding what it is that is your value and how do you make money from that. So how do you create your funnel in a way that gets people in through relationship, which is what we're going to talk about today, into a point where they want to buy from you. So we'll start by looking at what it is that you sell, how do you articulate that in a way, how do you turn it into a marketing message that people just get, that they just understand. And here's the secret. What you may not realize is that you already know the answers, but I'm just going to share with you how to actually how to know that you know those answers. So they're telling you what they want, and I can show you how to use their words to turn into your marketing message that just makes people go, oh, my God, I got to have that. And then the third part of the day, we spend having a conversation around how to close sales. What do you say? How do you get them on your calendar? You know, how do you get them to say yes? What are those magic words, right? So I want to invite you to do that. Again, that's makemoremoneytour.com. So I'm really excited that today's show is about relationship. And, you know, whether that be relationship with you between you and your client or you and your potential client, relationship with you and partners in your business, you know, we'll just have lots of different conversations around relationship. But I was on a coaching call this morning with one of my clients, Valerie Hubbard. Valerie just did her annual one-day event. Valerie is, she's an actress, actually. You guys might know her if you watch the Disney Channel, or she does a lot of Lifetime movies. And so she's an actress, but her side job is that she coaches actors and how to make more money. And so she does a one-day event every year for actors, and then she sells them into a coaching program to work with her. And so the conversation we were having earlier was she had 60 or 70 people show up for her one day last weekend, and she closed, I think it was 10 or 12 people, into a program. And so my question for her was, the people that actually bought your program, the ones that are going to coach with you in the future, were they brand new to you on the spot, or were the majority of them, had they already started to build relationships? And so when she stopped and analyzed that, that's what had happened. About 80% of them had either taken a course with her before, so they'd paid her for something else, some small, okay, or they had been on a teleseminar or webinar that she had taught. They had been in her space, maybe not in the physical space with her, but been in her space kind of watching to see how she was. What she didn't realize until I pointed out was that they were building their relationship with her. That's what I want to talk to you about today, is how do we build that relationship with people? And there are lots of different ways to do that. So, you know, what I see to be true for me, for my clients, is that when we do things like beginning with lead generation, right, getting someone into the relationship marketing model. I know you guys know this. You've heard me talk about it a million times, right? The know, like, trust, and buy scenario. How do we get them to, obviously, the know us is just, that's that lead gen, right? If someone tells them about us or they see that we're doing a teleseminar or their friend has worked with us or whatever that might be, that's that lead gen where they find out about us. But how do we move them through the like and trust stages of building relationships? And so, you know, there's just tons of different ways that you can do that. And our first guest, when we come back from our break, we're going to take a break in just a second, but when we come back with our first guest, we're going to start out talking about some opportunities on how you can, you know, different ways that we can build that relationship with people and get them through understanding that, I mean, get them through the point where they like you and trust you, and once they trust you, the whole buy situation becomes much easier. And that's exactly what Valerie just saw happen in her one day. So, okay, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation and bring on our first guest. So we'll see you on the other side.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
And we are back. So very good. And we get to talk to our first guest of the, on the show today, and it is Sandy Hen. You know what, Sandy? I should have asked you how to say your last name.
That's okay. It's Hinderleiter.
Hinderleiter. Love it.
Yes.
Spelled just like that, so I could have pulled that one off. All right. Fantastic. So welcome to the show, Sandy. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. I just wanted to kind of share a little bit about you with everyone on the show with us today. And Sandy is a professional relationship builder, thus the whole conversation around relationship. And I saw in your bio that you believe that relationships are the key to business and life, and so do I. I wholeheartedly agree with that. So Sandy has a master's degree in counseling. She's a big believer in others' capabilities and encourages others to be their best selves. And, you know, just so excited that you are here. And so we started off the show, Sandy, talking about relationship. And before we get too deep into that conversation, I wanted you to just kind of share your, you know, how you got to where you are and what you're doing now. And your philosophy around the whole idea of using relationship in building business.
Right. You know, my career, actually my background is mostly in the nonprofit arena, so I've worked with just about every population of people that there is to work with. And, you know, one of the biggest things and one of the hardest things to get people to understand is you don't make it in this world unless you have relationships. And so you have to be willing to cultivate relationships, build relationships, whether they're personal relationships or business relationships. You know, you think about the people who seem to catch the breaks or who seem to get the best service. It's just because they know how to treat people. And
right.
So that's one of the things that I've always worked with individuals that I've worked with is just build relationships, get to know people, understand how they tick, and just remember, you know, just even remembering their birthday, remembering special occasions, remembering their kids, any of those kinds of things will help to build that relationship and show that you care.
Right, exactly. And so, and you are affiliated with Send Out Cards, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and I, you know, it is one of the strategies that I use in building relationship, and I think Send Out Cards itself is just a fantastic platform. So let's tell everyone, just give them the quick once-over on what exactly Send Out Cards is, just in case they haven't heard of it, and
share
them your website, and then we'll start go a little deeper into this relationship conversation.
Okay. Send Out Cards is an online greeting card and gift company. And so you would go online in the comfort of your own home, either choose a card from our card catalog or create one completely from scratch. You can add a gift to it. You hit send, and we stuff it, stamp it, and mail it for you. And your recipient actually gets a hard copy of a card in the mail along with a gift if you choose to send one. That's basically it in a nutshell.
Great. And give them your website right now. So we'll
sure. It's SendOutCards.com, and then there's a slash, and then I'll just give my ID number. It's 156423.
Perfect. And so I've been using Send Out Cards for years now, and
fantastic.
You know, I am a big believer that if you want to stand out, you do things a little differently than everyone else. And,
absolutely.
You know, one of the things in building relationship, and I love that you've got so much background in the area of relationship as well. I know that for a fact if you work nonprofit for that long, right? That
mm-hmm.
is a requirement
yeah.
to have a successful
absolutely.
Nonprofit. And, but one of the things that we see happen is we see people really jump on a particular bandwagon, right? And so, you know, all of a sudden, things are all computerized and coming from, you know, you're getting e-cards and things like that. And so I have to tell you, I get really excited when I get a physical card in the mail. And
who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things that I think people start to overlook is the whole idea of that's the old school way of doing things. But when we got away from the old school way, that made the old school way unique. Right? So,
right.
Exactly. I think that's a really big piece of that. How long have you been with Send Out Cards?
I actually just started with them in November, so I'm still kind of new.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Very good. So when we look at relationship as, you know, as part of building business and, you know, earlier in the show, I was talking about the whole relationship marketing model where we
mm-hmm.
start out with they find out who we are, and then we move them through like and trust. And so, you know, a lot of times, I remember when I, especially in this particular business, right? So, I've got long history of business development and actually had a lot of history in relationship building and just didn't realize what I was doing, right? It's one
mm-hmm.
of those things where we do it just because we're taught to do it. But when I got into this business and they said, okay, so you got to go out there, you got to get people to know you, like you, and trust you so they'll buy from you. And I remember thinking, how do you make somebody like you? How do you make somebody trust you? Right?
Right.
And so, yeah, so I think that you know, I would just like to really have a conversation around your thoughts on building relationship, what that does with people, maybe some just some ideas around how do you send out cards in different ways to help build that relationship. What are the opportunities of when, you know, when they could do those kind of things? And then we're also going to talk about some of the new stuff that Send Out Cards has going on.
Great. Okay.
Great.
You know, send out cards can be used a lot of different ways. I mean, obviously the first way is just to say thank you.
Yeah.
You know, for the business. But I think one of the first ways that you could use send out cards is if you attend a networking event, just send everyone that was at the event a card that says it was nice to meet you. And just something about what it was in your particular conversation that you had with them that you remembered and appreciated.
Yeah.
You know, because people like to know that what they say matters. And so if you can remember something that someone said when you met them and add that into a card that you send to them, it makes a difference.
That's brilliant. Brilliant. So just to kind of expand on that a little bit, you know, just in case you haven't been networking a lot out there, when somebody gives you a card, just flip it over and write on the back of it what it was that you talked about. Right? Just write
exactly.
Something that's gonna help you remember when you get home to do those send out cards. And then I would also say that it's very important that you get on top of it right away.
Yes.
Don't let them pile up. Just get home, get them done, right?
Exactly.
So
and
that,
the great thing about
time.
Yeah, well, and the great thing about send out cards is you can do it from the convenience of your home or office. You don't have to go to the store and make an extra trip. So
exactly.
it does make it a lot easier to just sit down at your computer as soon as you're done with a networking event and send a card, and you're done. Because it doesn't take very long at all.
Right, right. Very good. So networking events, great idea, and thank you cards. What other?
Yeah. You know, just even remembering somebody's birthday, remembering somebody's, you know, maybe somebody, you see a snippet in the newspaper, you see something online that they won an award or they're being, they're being recognized for something, and just send them a personal card that says, you know, great job, any of those kinds of things.
I like that one of the things that you can do with send out cards is you can really create your own, I mean, it's all your own, right? So we...
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're in the
it's, you
in
know,
the middle.
One of the things you can do is, you know, go onto somebody, you know, especially if you're friends with someone on Facebook, you can pull a picture off of Facebook, put it in the card, which makes it way more personal because they see their picture in the card and they think, wow, you really went to some extra effort to remember me.
Right.
Along with the personal message. So there are a lot of ways that you can completely personalize the card. You can fill out and download a handwriting font form that we have that allows then when you're typing in the card, it actually looks like your handwriting.
Oh, wow.
And with your signature. So that makes it very nice because it really, it is just more personal. Along with, you know, all the other fonts that we have. Because I have, you know, several people who are like, I don't like my handwriting. Okay, you know, just use one of the other fonts that we have. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people will like it. You still take the time to, you know, to write something and to be personal. So.
Yeah. One of the things that we're doing is, you know, we're in the middle of my tour, the Make More Money tour, right? So we are sending out Save the Date cards. We created a cover, right, for the card, and we're sending out save the dates to people that are located within, you know, 200 miles of the particular place where I'm going to be. And that worked very well for us.
Yes,
so,
absolutely. Fantastic idea.
So many things that you can do. And if I remember correctly, Send Out Cards is now connected with Infusionsoft. So, you know, one of the things I wanted to say to everyone was that part of your overall approach to building relationship is that whole, you know, making sure that you don't want people to say, well, every Monday I get something from her, right? So it's just scheduled, it's done, right? That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for that that relationship feel of I was just thinking of you kind of thing. And that doesn't always have to be not automated, right? You can accomplish that through automated functions as well. And I haven't dug deep into it, but I'm really excited about the fact that now, since I'm an Infusionsoft user as well, I can, you know, maybe in my sequence that is, maybe they have gotten my free report or my free videos or something like that, and 10 days after they download the first video, I want them to be sent a card, and send out cards. I mean,
right.
How exciting is that? That can be automated, and we don't have to remember to do it. Right? And so
yes.
If you guys are using something other than Infusionsoft, I would encourage you to look into it and see if Sendout Cards will work with it too, but how to make that work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We are not completely integrated yet, but there is going to be a point sometime in the near future where you will be able to use any of your already established CRMs, and you will be able to do that kind of thing. So
yeah.
With all of them. So it's a really, really exciting time right now in Sendout Cards, and we're just scratching the surface because there
yeah.
are a lot of people who don't know about us and haven't heard of us, but we are well on our way to be a household name. So you're absolutely
very
right.
Cool.
Being able to send things automatically without it seeming automatic just kind of canned from the individual that receives it perspective is a fantastic feature and tool.
Right. Awesome. And then I know that there's some new things in Sendout Cards, and I wanted to just take a little time and touch on that. So you want to tell everybody about what
sure.
else is exciting and new?
Sure. Yeah, the newest thing is we are now currently in open beta testing for a social media website that looks a little like Pinterest. But it's strictly greeting cards. So anytime that you go into your Sendout Cards account and create a card, not just one of our stock cards that is in our catalog, but one that you create that you want to share with other people, you can collect it and share it on this new website. And the new website is called SendSeer, and it's S as in Sam, E-N-D as in David, C-E-R-E.com. And but on this website, then you can collect cards, you can save cards, you can follow the individual. Like maybe there's somebody in a specific industry that you like how they create cards, so you follow them. And so anytime they put a new card into the system, you'll automatically see that. But then also kind of the fun feature about SendSeer is you are able to actually send cards from that website.
Very nice.
So it is a completely It's going to be a big game changer for not just Sendout Cards, but in social media, because people will be able to do all the things that they do on social media now, and including send a card.
I love this. So I'm on the website right now, and
mm-hmm.
And she said it's S as in Sam, E-N-D, C as in Charlie, E-R-E, so SendSeer.com. And you know what? One of the things, guys, that I find for me, I don't necessarily say that I'm creative, right? So but what I am is I can see something and then I go, oh my God, I could do this with that, right?
Yep.
I'm not creative from the get-go is what my team says. They do the first piece and I come back in and do that. But so I'm just scrolling through here and I see a card that, you know, like got my attention and got me to stop. Those are the things, right? This card is three people saying, I'm looking for motivated people who want to make money. Well,
right.
That got my attention. And if your ideal client is like you, right, and for the majority of us out there, we are working with people that are either they're very similar to us, so they are going through something we've been through, or they are where we are kind of thing. So when you look through a site like this, not only are you going to get great ideas, but you're going to stop and connect with those things that your ideal clients would also connect with. So this is brilliant from that aspect.
It is.
And,
Our CEO and founder is cutting edge, absolutely cutting edge. One of the things I love about this website, too, as with the Send Out Cards website, is everything can be broken down in categories. So you don't have to look through everything. You're looking at categories. And, you know, I think one of the great things, too, about our cards, well, I mean, you know, there are so many great things. So when I say that, I'm saying that about everything. But any message that's on the inside of a card, if it doesn't quite hit you the way, you know, you don't quite like it, there's just maybe a word off or there's just something not quite right, you can edit that out and put in your own message. So anything that you see on Send Out Cards or even on this Sincere website is you have the ability to edit it, so you don't have to worry about, well, that's not just quite right. Well, it can be because you can make it perfect.
Yeah, perfect. So we are actually going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and continue this conversation, Sandy, if you're good with that. And
sounds great.
Yep, awesome. Okay, so guys, hold on. We'll be back in a few.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Are you feeling burnt out or lost on where to go or what to do next when it comes to your business? If you feel like you own a job instead of a business, or if your business is running you instead of you running it, we can help. The Thrive Business Center was created to educate and support small business owners. With a strategic approach and a proven method, we'll help you identify what is working well in your business and what is not. Then, together, we can establish an action plan with an implementation process so that your business can get back to thriving. For more information, go to ThriveBusinessCenter.com. ThriveBusinessCenter.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Wonderful. And so we are back, and today we are talking about relationship and how to build a relationship with people in your business, how to take that relationship to the next level, and, you know, just kind of keep moving people through this relationship. And we are talking to Sandy Hinderlitter. I said I would say it right. Hold on, Sandy. Say it for me, Sandy.
Hinderlitter.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, great. Yeah, so we're talking with Sandy, and Sandy is a Send Out Cards distributor. She is a relationship expert and has been in relationship type industries for a very long time, starting out in the nonprofit sectors. So, Sandy, the last thing we were talking about was the Sincere, which for anyone who might have just joined us, let me give them a website address for that. It's S-E-N-D-C as in Charlie, so C-E-R-E.com. Sandy, is this up and running and working? Is this still in the test stage? I mean, I can see it, so it looks like it's working.
Well, they're calling it open beta testing. So anybody in the world can get on it right now and use it. And send a card from it, save cards, any of those things, create an account. So for all practical purposes, it's live and running. That doesn't mean that there won't be some tweaks to it and some changes that come along just as people keep sending feedback in.
Right.
But for all intents and purposes, it is up and running and ready for anybody that wants to use it.
Yeah, so I absolutely love the whole idea of seeing what kind of cards other people are creating and for what ideas, right? So there are lots of things on here. Sometimes we don't think about, or I should say for myself, sometimes I don't think about, this would be the perfect opportunity to send something, right? Whether that be a message or a card. And, you know, there have been times when I'm sending out cards to send out cards or, you know, I have this great little calendar on my desk that has daily quotes on it, right? And sometimes I'll just pull the sheet off and write a message to someone on the back of that, maybe one of my clients or someone that I met at a networking event, and I'll stick it in an envelope and send it. Those are the kind of little things that we're looking at when building relationship. And
absolutely.
I think this site is just absolutely brilliant. I wanted to just, for anybody who might be curious, talk a little bit about send out cards and how that works, because I know that there's an opportunity to join, there's an opportunity to be a distributor, there's an opportunity to just send cards. There's a lot of different things. I do want to give them your send out cards account again, your website address, which is sendoutcards.com/156423. So tell us,
correct,
Sandy, a little more about how send out cards works.
Sure.
As far as somebody wanting to use it for their clients or something like that.
Yeah, we are a direct selling organization. So, like you said, there are a couple of different ways that you can be involved. You can be involved strictly as a customer, someone who just wants to send cards and gifts, or just cards. And so we have a couple of different price structures for that, given, you know, people's budgetary needs or even just kind of what their intent in using the service is. If they just want to send cards, then we recommend that they just use the smaller of the two services. It gives them just gives them what they need. And then we also have a little bit larger customer account that they can purchase that allows them then at a less expensive price to send cards and gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have those people who want to do it as a business. We have a lot of people who use send out cards or who are distributors within send out cards that also have another full-time business that they do. But the reason that they become distributors is because they are using it as a self-funded marketing plan. So we have a lot of people who are realtors that use it and that are distributors. We have a lot of people who are in the financial planning arena. There are just a lot of different arenas that people might choose to become a distributor where they can use it as a secondary source of income.
Right. Great. So it doesn't require that? I just want to make sure.
No, not at all.
Really
not at all. Yeah,
that.
No, not at all. You can choose either path. You can strictly be a customer and just use the service to send cards and gifts to your customers and family and friends, or you can use it as a distributor and earn money on it as well.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I'm just fascinated by this sincere site. I just want you to know. It's
yes,
great.
It's very addictive.
On here after a while.
No, I know. It's very addictive. And I'm one of those people that, like you, that I'm probably not, I think you said creative from the get-go. That's
yeah.
me. But I can pull something off of there and say, okay, that's not exactly right, but this will work perfect. So really, a lot of times people can use it just even as a jumping off point to help just boost that creativity that allows them then to create something or to even edit the one that's there in a way that works better for them. So I'm in complete agreement. It's a completely addictive website, and I think people will be spending lots and lots of time on it.
Yeah. I'm a huge advocate of social media. And when we talk about relationship building, obviously that's a big piece of it and part of it that we haven't really covered. In this particular conversation, I've talked about lots and lots on the show, but, so I love the idea of it being set up in a format that has that social media feel, gives you the connections to start, meeting these other people and connecting with them and getting their ideas and, like you said, following them and seeing what what types of things that they have going on. I think that's brilliant. Anytime we can take, pull the social media aspect into our business. I like when it comes to relationship building, I like to touch from all areas, right? Meaning I want them to hear my voice. So maybe that is a phone message, right? When I use a platform like Infusionsoft, for example, I could send a pre-recorded phone message to everyone who purchases a product 2 or 3 days later saying, I just wanted to see how it was or whatever. So I want them to hear my voice. I want them to touch something physical. I want them to get the card in the mail, something in the mail, right? I want them to see it through social media and connect with it through social media. So when you're using send-out cards, for example, and you share them on this site, what you've created, and people start to follow you here, guess what? Those are just other people building relationship with you. You know,
absolutely.
It all comes back to the exact same conversation. So
absolutely. I think life begins and ends with relationships. It's just how it is. And I think we have to pay attention to how people like to receive messages. Not that we always communicate to them in that way, but we have to spend the majority of our time communicating to them in the way that they want to be communicated to. That's part of that building trust, because they feel like you've heard me or you've seen me or you've touched me when you do it in a way that means something to them.
Right. I agree. It was very interesting. I tell the story often. I don't know if that was the year before last. I got to an event in Dallas. And it was the first day, it was a 4-day event, and a woman comes running up to me, and she says, "Oh, my God, Michelle, I just bought your program. I'm so excited. It's a great little program." I'd run a promotion for a program about how to create products. And she said, "Thank you so much for sending me 12 emails, because on the 12th one, I actually clicked and bought." And you know, the reality was I had not sent her 12 emails. I had sent her 4. But she had also seen it through social media many times. She had heard about it on a teleseminar. We mailed out physical cards talking about it, right? She had had so many opportunities to see it and hear it and get it, and that just happened to be that the email was the one that put her over the edge.
Right.
Where she actually took the action. Right,
exactly.
So,
yeah,
all of this works into that. You might be sending a get well soon card, but it is a relationship building something. You know, you see on Facebook that someone's mother passes away and you send a card. All of those things are building relationship, taking them through that know, like, trust, right? When someone takes the time to do that, you trust them. But, you know, I mean, the fact is sleaze bags don't normally take the time to do that, right? I mean, that's the way I look at it. So
exactly.
Those
exactly.
are the people I can trust, and
right.
and that I know, I feel like they care for me. And when someone has that relationship with you, then they are more likely, when they need services that you provide, they're more likely to go to you and buy from you. So
yeah, absolutely. You know, I think just what you were saying about, you know, sending a card when someone's mother dies, or you know, it could be even a pet. You know, a pet passing, any of those things. I think sometimes when we think, "Oh, I'm going to send them a card," we think, "Ah, it's not a big deal." But to that person, it could be the biggest thing to them, and they don't even realize it until it comes in the mail. So never underestimate what the power of sending a card and gift, or just even a card, can do for someone. Because
that's
it absolutely
right.
can change people's lives. We've had people who put a customer into their database and they send them a birthday card, and their customer will call them and say, "That is the only birthday card I received." And so how much more do you think that person's going to remember you when it comes time to make a purchase, when you've remembered a special day that no one else did for them?
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. Okay, cool. So anything else that you feel that we should be covering from a relationship angle, or about send out cards, or about sincere, anything we haven't talked about yet?
Wow, I think we've covered most of it.
We have done a great job.
I just think it's a fabulous tool. I don't. Anybody who's in business, if they're not using this as a, as one of their tools in their toolbox to touch customers, I think they're crazy.
So let's, you know, I'm going to change gears on you just for a little bit because we have a little more time. And I know that you have been in this business for a couple of months now. You said you started like last November, so it's been actually almost a year for you.
It's gone very fast.
Yeah, it does. Time does not slow down. That's a true statement. So, tell me if there is anything in you know, how's it going in getting clients? Are you having any, you know, in any spots in there where things are really working great, anywhere where maybe I could help you with anything?
You know, for me, it really is about staying consistent and staying in action. Sometimes I get bogged down when I don't have a positive result for a while. I just get a little discouraged. So really for me, it's about remembering just to stay in action and doing the things that we know work. So if you have any words of wisdom on that end, I'd be
How are you attracting your clients? Are you networking? What is it that you're doing to get out there besides my radio show?
No, I am actually doing some networking events here in the area, and then doing follow up and that kind of stuff. Obviously, one of the things that I'm doing is using my warm market, so people that I know. I have a pretty extensive network around the country because I haven't always lived in one place. So I'm following up with just people that I know, and sharing, you know, just sharing it with them and telling them the opportunity that's available.
Very good. And so are you speaking?
I'm not.
Okay. So I think there's a huge opportunity for you as a speaker from the whole idea of relationship building. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All businesses, it doesn't matter. I mean, I own a trucking company as well. Trust me, I have to build a relationship in that business. So all businesses have to build relationship, and they do not always know how. It's not, from my own experience, I can say that it's not just a natural thing. There are personalities out there where this is natural, but the majority of people, this is not a natural conversation. So they don't just automatically think, oh, I should send a card, right?
Right.
Or I
right.
should build relationships. And so I think for you in particular, I would love to see you have, you know, a 10 or 20-minute talk on what relationship changes, you know, how it changes the sales process, how it changes the way people become very loyal in your business, those types of things. That's what entrepreneurs want to know. And the bonus to this is that you have a tool that they can use in that in building relationships with their clients. So you actually get their attention by talking to them about how building relationship makes more money for them,
right?
Okay, and then you share with them that you have a tool to help them in that relationship building. I think that would be just brilliant for you, and that's something you could be doing at luncheons, you know, speaking. Do you have a mission that I remember?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great. Huge opportunity for speaking engagements in Houston, right?
Absolutely.
I'm always in Houston speaking all over the place.
Okay.
And so I would love to see you do that and then develop a follow-up strategy from the people that you meet in those events, because there is a different level of your relationship with them when you're standing at the front of the room as the expert, because then they will want to talk to you about relationship building and how they can do that and how send-out cards can become part of that. And then also for you, Sandy, this is probably – there's a bigger conversation even beyond send-out cards. Right, so I see for you that there's a possibility to make money in teaching people how to build relationships, even beyond send-out cards. It's such a very natural fit, especially with your background.
Yeah.
So, I would encourage you to take a look at that. And then the other part of that was that you said about being consistent. So, when it gets disheartening, and you know, you get some of those no's, and you're going to get a lot of no's, right? Most people do not close at the very best. They close 25% to 30% of their conversation into a sale. That means 7 right? Six or seven of those people are going to tell you no.
Right.
Seven out of ten are going to tell you no. So we got to get through the no's so we can get to the yeses. It doesn't mean that you know, it still is disheartening to me sometimes is what I'm trying to say, I guess, right? Even though I know that I got to have the no's as well, it's still hard.
Right.
Nobody likes rejection. But when I get like that, if I get to a point where I'm kind of feeling like I'm defeated or I just want to wallow in the fact that everybody's saying no, I know that it's just a numbers game. And if I keep going, I'm going to get to that person who says yes.
Right.
And so usually, guess who they are? They're the people I've built relationships with.
Absolutely.
You know? They trust me. They've been around for a while. And so that's why I network and speak as much as I do. And a lot of times I will see the same people over and over and over, and that's okay. Because what I know is that every single time I'm ticking away at the relationship. So, and that's exactly what you do. It's perfect for you. So, hope that helps you. I just wanted
to. Yes, it does. Thank you so
much.
I appreciate that.
There you go. Awesome.
All right. Thank you.
So, we're going to share your website addresses one more time before we go to break.
Okay.
For send out, let's start with Send Seer. So, S is in Sam, E-N-D. C is in Charlie, ERE.com, so sendseer.com. And then you guys be sure and check out sendoutcards.com/156423, and that is for Sandy. You will see there's a great video there to help you understand exactly how Send Out Cards works. If you are already a Send Out Cards user, we're here to say, encourage you to make sure that it's part of your process. And yes, connect with people through social media, connect with them through email, connect with them on the phone, and send them things, right? Just those little touches that say, you know, I was thinking about you. It's huge. Think about what it does for you whenever it shows up in the mail. So thank you, Sandy. It's been great having you here, and thanks for staying
on
the whole call with us.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so much, and thanks for the idea. I hadn't even thought about from the standpoint of, you know, with send-out cards and even just doing the relationship building and speaking. So I appreciate that feedback.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. I'll be looking forward to seeing you around Houston as a speaker. So
great. Thanks so much.
We will see each other soon.
Okay.
All right. Great, guys. We will take a short break, and then we'll be back on the other side.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
And we have had a fantastic show today, haven't we? We've been talking about relationship building in your business and what difference that can make in how people spend money with you And, you know, it is one of the it still amazes me sometimes in how easy it becomes when someone has built a relationship with you to move them to that point of buying. I often tell the story of number 47. You know, we as an internet marketer and a business coach, I believe in email marketing, and so I have built a list of people. I have about 12,000 people on my email list, and so, however, I remember one day in particular when someone purchased something from me, and I looked at her name and I thought, wow, I don't know if I've seen her spend money with me before. And when I looked back, she was actually the 47th person on my list. She had joined my list in 2010. I could see that she had listened to free classes. She had been on webinars that I had taught. It's all kind of things like that. And all of a sudden, this is probably the middle of 2013, she had finally gotten to the point where she was at that point where she was ready to buy and ready to start spending money. And so some people build a relationship in a very slow, steady pace. Other people show up in your life and into your business, and they just see you and love you and get you and buy from you immediately. That's the exception to the rule, okay? So when we go out and we're in the throes of what, you know, this whole process of sales, right, we need to really remember that there is a huge piece of building the relationship. It doesn't mean that we don't make offers early. We can, right? But it means that if someone says no at this point, it doesn't mean no. It just means that they're not ready yet. They haven't built the relationship, or you haven't, you know, your message might be off. There's a whole nother conversation. But a lot of times it's because they're just not sure about you yet, or your company yet, or whatever that might be. So we want to really be aware of how we're building relationship. And I just want to thank Sandy again for coming on and talking to us about send-out cards. So what are you doing in your business? What are you, your current customers and clients, how are you interacting with them? Are you thanking them for being your customers and clients? And, you show them appreciation. We spend a lot of time and money trying to get new people on board. What are you doing to keep those current clients as loyal clients? And send-out cards is a great way to do that. And there's so many other things you can do to build a relationship as well. One last quick thing, I wanted to remind you about the Make More Money Tour. So if you are in Dallas, Texas on August 11th, which is next Monday, I want to invite you to join me for the Make More Money Tour one-day workshop. If you are in Houston on August 28th, I want to invite you to join me there for that one day. You can find out more at makemoremoneytour.com. And those one-day workshops are only $97, so don't miss out. It's a great opportunity. You will learn a lot, I promise you. You will walk away from that with lots of great content ready to get out there and make more money. So that is coming up, and I have lots of speaking engagements and lots of great shows coming at your way. Don't forget, if you want to be on the show with us, you can go to TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com, and you'll see a tab there for guest, and fill that out, and we will get back with you to get you scheduled. If you have business strategies that you would like to share, things that have worked for you in your business, how you're using things, you know, Sandy today was giving us ideas about how we could use cards, sending them out, you know, meeting people at networking events and then sending them something, or maybe it's birthdays, or maybe you saw that they did something, or you saw that their pet's been sick, or their child's been sick, or there's lots of different things that you can use cards for. And so I loved how she came on and shared some of those ideas, and hopefully it gave you some new ideas, and awareness is half of the battle, right? When we become aware that there are other opportunities. You know, some of the greatest, don't take this the wrong way, some of the greatest salesmen in the world are car salesmen. And the reason is because the car industry figured out a long time ago, many, 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 many years ago, that relationship was half of the battle. And that when they were selling an item that wasn't going to be, you know, people don't buy cars every other month, right? Most people don't anyway. They might buy cars every 3 years, like me, right? And so if you've got a good customer, you want to keep building a relationship. So, you know, I get birthday cards. I get thank you cards. I get just thinking of you cards throughout the year so that I go back to that car salesman. And that particular industry is really good at that. So what can you see from those examples if you've ever experienced that and how you can use those things in your business? So thank you, Sandy, for everything you shared with us. And again, if you want to join us, please go to the website and join me on the Make More Money Tour. So this is Michelle Sism saying be decisive. See you soon. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.